to discover his strength. You'll begin to discover his provision. You'll begin to discover his peace that passes all understanding right in the midst of whatever he asks you to do. You are the called, and he's calling you. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted by faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, he is calling you this morning to a life of faith, to a life of transformation in him. Your life will never change till you come to Jesus. But notice this also. He says you are the loved of God. As he's writing this to the church at Rome, he says in verse 7, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Notice Paul continues there. To all those in Rome who are loved by God. Now let that sink in. Not only are you thinking about or you're called, let it sink in that you are loved by God. Now what does that word loved, or in some versions beloved, mean? It means something special. It doesn't just mean that God loves everybody, which he does, but it means that he loves you personally. Experientially, he wants you to be in a relationship with him, and he loves you eternally. His love is not wishy-washy like our love. His love is not up one day, down the next. Maybe I love you today. You did some bad things. I don't love you anymore. His love is consistent. His love is constant. It's not based upon us. It's based upon his mercy and his grace. And so I don't think Paul wants us to miss this here. The love that he's talking about here must be different from the love that God has for everybody in Rome. God loves everybody. In fact, the Bible tells us that. God loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. But what he's talking about here is a little more particular here. This word love implies a special covenant love. If you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, that's who you are. You are loved, not because of what you do, but because of who he is. You're not trying to earn his love. You're learning to live in his love. So notice some things about his love, like we saw about his calling. We see that God's love is personal. Love of God is not just some figment. It's not just some idea that's a distant idea out there. His love is intimate. He doesn't just love the world in general. He does love the world in general, but he loves you by name. And when Jesus looked out over Jerusalem, you remember that day he looked out over Jerusalem, he wept, and he didn't just see a crowd. He saw